This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
What's good, everybody? This is Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. I'm Harrison Sanford. You already know the vibes. And if you don't get familiar, please find us on your podcast app, preferably the Odyssey app, and give us a five-star review. And you could also give us a rating as well. And if you are seeing this video on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and also give us some positive comments as well. That is much appreciated. Now, let's get to business. Sure. And the business went down last night in Dallas. Luka Doncic let everybody know why they should miss him. 45 points after getting what was an emotional intro and tribute video before the game. He absolutely went crazy, Danny. And there were,
first half.
I was amazed just of the, not of what he did, because Luka's Luka, but the cinema of it all, for him to be as emotionally upfront as he was, and then to be as performance great as he was, that was one of the best.
Masterclass, bro, all around.
I told you, Danny, like, the NBA is a movie. It was one of the best, or a TV show. It was one of the best episodes of the season.
100%. Masterclass all around, because it's not easy to show that emotion and perform well at the same time. He did both, and especially that first half. I'm more shocked that Jason Kidd allowed him. You know, because you see at the other end, I wanted to see more AD. As soon as AD touched the first ball, they pushed him off the block. As soon as he got the ball, Bron is coming baseline double teaming. They didn't even give him a chance. He had to turn around, shoot quick jumpers, quick. He didn't get an opportunity to make many moves or do anything offensively. Now, I know they threw some double teams at Luka a little bit here and there in certain spots of the floor, but on every pick and roll, I would have been like, nah, we can't let him. But that just goes to show you how dangerous Bron and AR is, because they can't double him every time. But yes, he had an unbelievable game, and after all the emotions, we'll get into that in a second. But I wasn't rooting for either team, but I was definitely rooting for Luka, because I'm a big fan of seeing somebody get their lick back. Like, I want to see every guy, when they face their old team, go ahead and get your lick back, man. And I wanted to see more AD. But yeah, I was happy for him that it turned out well, that he played well, and that they won the game. But these are the type of games that I look forward to seeing, and wanting to see guys kind of get, you know, not also have the emotions, but play well against their old teams, except for in certain situations. There's certain situations where I'm not a fan of it, but yeah.
I want to get into the X's and O's of guarding Luka Doncic in just a moment, but as I watched last night's game, it brought me back to when I went down in 2019, the beginning of 2019, you were playing against the San Antonio Spurs. You went to San Antonio. I don't know if you recall this, and we did. I remember we did a. We did a podcast. I know you remember the game, but we did a podcast episode
with Rudy
while we were there. Damn, it's been How long have we been doing this shit?
Yeah, 7 years, 6-7 years now.
Oh, that's crazy to me. Anyways, yeah, I distinctly remember how emotionally triggered you were playing in that game. I don't remember seeing you before the game, but I remember how emotional it was for you after the game. And I could only imagine for you, even though I know you believe that, you know, obviously San Antonio's like your basketball home, but you, you're not an all NBA player, right?
So yeah, like, it's different. Know, yeah.
You still knew that you could, you're likely to be traded, but to be Luka Doncic, first team all NBA every season since he's been in the league outside of his rookie year, when he won rookie of the year, you don't expect to be, you expect everybody else to be gone. General manager, the equipment manager, the security guards, like you expect to be the longest standing man in the building.
Yeah, longest tenure you should have there, yeah. Unless you choose to leave on your own.
Exactly. So I think, so I'm just curious how you viewed what he was going through last night, knowing that it was hard for you to go back to San Antonio. It must have been 20 times more emotionally more challenging.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For him.
Yeah, I mean, I said there's a couple games that I've been very emotionally drained in, and that was one of them. But I think the most I can probably compare to him was when we had to play after Kobe's, you know, not funeral, but when we had, before they had his service. So yeah, there's not a bunch of games that I've been emotionally part of. There's a very few amount. And there's a few that I've seen from the outside, and I could tell what the atmosphere was like and what it was like for that player. The one that was the most draining that I think I can compare for Luka was the Kobe Bryant game for us, where everybody had emotions, everybody's crying, and it was like an out-of-body experience. So it was really hard to play. So I'm very shocked and impressed that he was able to perform under that type of, you know, stress and emotion. When you have that type of, you know, feel, that type of, you know, come out of you when during the introduction and that tribute video, I'm automatically thinking this is going to be a tough game for him to, you know, to get in rhythm. But all it takes is that one shot, you know. And for me, I wasn't the all NBA guy. I wasn't the main offense. So if I get a good look, I have to capitalize on my first two looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't see one going, then it's more pressure. Now, Kawhi, he's got the ball in his hand, so he can figure out how to get to free throw line, do something. Luka the same. So he'll get more opportunities to get his first shot. But the kid was blindsided, and you saw it in that intro. He was heartbroken. You saw it in that intro. And it's hard for fans. I said this earlier, and I was talking on radio, random network. But from the human side of things, you know, from fan side, it's hard to feel bad for a guy that makes hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, you know, this is part of the game. It's part of business. He's a $500 million guy. He's probably going to be a billionaire when he's done playing. But if you're any type of empathy as a human, see the human side of the business, you could tell that kid was blindsided and heartbroken. And he showed it last night with how his emotions came out. And you had to feel for him, you know, and you felt for him. And that just made you more of a fan of him and wanted to root for him more to play well and also to beat his former team. And so for me, I just wanted to see more AD get into it more, like get more involved and have more of an impact, because I'm sure it was something for him. You know, him and Bron was messing around some. But yeah, it's a very different story when you're traded, when you're not supposed to be traded, and you didn't ask to be traded, and you're blindsided by a place that you've been there for six, seven years that you call a home. Kawhi wanted to get out. You know what I'm saying? Ben Simmons wanted to get out. Jimmy has wanted to get out. You know, it's like these other guys knew that they were being traded. For me, I kind of – they put it in – they told me when KD was a free agent, that, you know, we might have to trade you. And I kind of knew it was a possibility. And also for me, I felt like my time in San Antonio was coming to an end. So I could kind of feel, you know, I wasn't that blindsided by it. But I tell you, that game was hard as hell to play. And I had one of the worst games of my career. I was like 0-for-7. Never played great in that building since I left there. It was hard to make shots. Even though in my pregame, I don't think I missed a damn shot. I might have missed two shots in my pregame warm-up. I was like, all right, it's a good night tonight. Every time I go back there, like, this is home. As soon as the tip-off happens, man, I think just too much adrenaline. It goes either too strong or I don't know what it is, but I haven't played a great game in that building since. And they booed him. They cheered me a little bit, but we guys waxed. You know, DeMar had a triple-double. And, you know, it was just an ugly game. And I remember Kayla after the game was like, yo, just flush it, bro. Don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. Just flush it. But it was an emotional game. And we tried not to watch the tribute video beforehand because we didn't want to get emotional, you know, beforehand to go play that type of game. So I remember Kawhi just stretching and doing his thing and not looking at it. I would still look at it a little here, but I was still making sure I would stay warm and not to get too emotional. But I got a chance to actually fully watch it after the game. But it's one of those moments that he watched it and he took all the emotions in and still played that game. That's a tough kid right there, bro. So I give my hat off. I tip my hat to him, give him plenty of flowers. And I hope he continues to kick their ass every time he sees them because he deserves that.
It's going to be tough sledding for Nico Harrison and company, bro. Like, they didn't just trade this man, but they also traded him in the conference. So he's in direct competition to stopping you from getting to the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
and even if you don't see him in the playoffs, that man is going to be around for the regular season, and you're going to have to deal with performances like that.
Four times a year. You have to deal with him like 3 or 4 times a year. That makes no sense. So, like, at least Pop traded Kawhi to Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Like a different coast. You don't trade that man to a rival or a contender that's in your same conference. Like, that doesn't make sense.
It was nuts. It's nuts. It's always going to be nuts. It's never going to make sense. And it's one of those things that the only thing I wish we had last night was a full Dallas Mavericks team.
Yes.
And unfortunately, yes. I don't even know when we'll ever see the Dallas Mavericks in full because Kyrie's injury, there's very good chance he's not back until 2026 at the early, you know, midway through the season, more than midway through the season. So